Greetings, this is J.R. Dickey. Thanks for tuning in to our podcast. And by the way, don't forget our website, graceandtruth.net. I hope you're having a great day, but if not, hang with me. It's about to get better. Okay, this is a good lesson. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. This is all from John chapter 2. Now, both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour is not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "What he says to you, do it." Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Well, Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast." And they took it. Now, when the master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom. And he said to him, "Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. But you have kept the good wine until now." This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory. And his disciples believed in him. Now, the Apostle John chose specific actions and events to record in his gospel account. And he had many from which to choose. In fact, he wrote in John 21, "And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written." Amen. The point being that he had plenty of options, and he himself said that his account was not just a history lesson, but an effort at encouraging faith in Jesus. He wrote, "And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." Now, John chapter 2 presents to us the beginning of Christ's ministry from the perspective of his disciples. And notably, John finishes the story by recording, quote, "And his disciples believed in him." Now, some writers suggest that this may have been John's own wedding. It does seem like he had knowledge of the behind-the-scenes action. Whether or not that is the case, he asserts that this was the beginning of signs, and as such, we can benefit from a closer examination. Jesus did not seem to be in a hurry to start his open ministry. Mary, who some think may have been the actual wedding coordinator, you can note her authority over the servants, was concerned that the festivities would be shamed by lack of wine. She went to her son with this issue, either because he was their eldest son in the absence of her husband, or because he was aware of his calling and power, or both. Whatever the case, Jesus was apparently sensitive to what was effectively a prompting to show himself. The Bible says, Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour is not yet come." But interestingly, despite his hesitance, he decided to take action. And probably in his presence, it says, his mother said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it. So what did they do? Well, there were six 20 to 30 gallon water pots available, intended for ceremonial purification, according to the Jewish law. Well, think about this. As with the miracle of the loaves and fish, Jesus could just as well have produced wine in everybody's cups or any other containers, but he chose these water pots. I suggest that as they represented the law, he was symbolizing that his ministry was going to be a fulfilling of the law with joy, just as the pots were fulfilled with wine. Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. No halfway measures here. They were completely filled. And this was a foreshadowing of when Jesus, I think, later prayed to the Father and said, now, I come to you, but these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. His next instructions were to take some of the water, or water made wine, to the master of the feast. The results of Christ's work were put in full view, not hidden in a closet. But note, it was only the servants, Jesus, Mary, and the disciples, who knew the source of the wine. And it was good wine, only the best. That's because it's the good wine that glorifies God. That's what we learn about Jesus from the beginning. It wasn't just that he could do a miracle. It was how he did the miracle. It was a message about joy and about glorifying God.
Now may the Lord grant you peace in the midst of any storm and faith to trust him. Look for our next podcast, and may you realize more of his grace today.